Well, if you had any hope yesterday that the world would maybe start to return to normal, forget about that because the so-called ceasefire lasted less than 12 hours. A couple of things happened over the last 24 hours. One is that Israel unleashed horrific bombing of civilian residential buildings in Lebanon, killing hundreds of innocent people, including many children. And Israel declared publicly, we don't respect any ceasefire, any peace deal, exactly as I predicted right here on this podcast yesterday. But then, in addition to that, this is really something, Trump and the White House basically said, what peace deal? What are you talking about? What 10-point plan? Carolyn Leavitt, who is the chief liar for the White House, I mean, just an enabler of crimes against humanity is what she's doing. She said that the president threw the 10-point plan in the trash. This is the same plan that just almost a day earlier, Trump was apparently celebrating, talking about how the Middle East is going to have a new golden era and we're all going to make so much money, because that's the only way that Trump thinks about things is how much money they're going to make. You know, that's his entire worldview. He only has one dimension, and it's how much money can he make off of everybody else. But then later in the evening, Trump posted this quote, all U.S. ships, aircraft, and military personnel with additional ammunition, weaponry, and anything else that is appropriate and necessary for the lethal prosecution and destruction of an already substantially degraded enemy will remain in place in and around Iran until such time as the real agreement reached is fully complied with. Although he has not announced what is the real agreement. It only exists in his head, I think. He goes on, he says, if for any reason it is not, which is highly unlikely, then the shooting starts bigger and better and stronger than anyone has ever seen before. Yes, Trump is insane. Yes, he needs to be removed from office. But anyway, he continues, it was agreed a long time ago, and despite all of the fake rhetoric to the contrary, no nuclear weapons, and the Strait of Hormuz will be open and safe. In the meantime, our great military is loading up and resting, looking forward, actually, to its next conquest. America is back! And you can just hear the, you know, the song, America, F yeah! You know the song I'm talking about from the puppet show movie. Yeah, Team America, that's the song. Okay. So we have truly arrived at a point where Trump is incomprehensible, utterly mad, like mercury poisoning level of insanity. He has no consistent reality. This is where we're at. You know, 12 hours earlier, he could have tweeted, "Hey, we have a deal, it's going to be peace, everything's great." And then, you know, 12 hours later, he's like, "We're going to kill you all and destroy your civilization." That's where we are with Trump. And he exists solely at this point to rig markets and make a lot of money for his insiders and family members and whoever else is close enough to him to get the inside scoop so they can place bets on Polymarket or oil futures or what have you. That's Trump's only remaining function. Except from the Democrats' point of view, Trump's function is actually to stay in office and continue to embarrass the GOP, which he's doing at a master level. No one has done more to discredit the GOP probably since Richard Nixon than Donald Trump today. He is absolutely gutting the credibility of the party, but also the credibility of the United States. However, the Democrats really want Trump to stay in power at least until the midterms. And he will, probably, until the midterms. And then, who knows? Democrats may try to impeach him next year, but they don't really want to remove him with a vote in the Senate. So they'll impeach him in the House, making sure that they lose the removal vote in the Senate, which they might not have, you know, 60 votes or whatever it takes there for the impeachment anyway, you know, for the removal. So they'll vote in the House to impeach him. But they still want Trump in the White House all the way up through the 2028 elections so that they can have a clean sweep. Democrats take the House, the Senate, and the White House. If there's anything left by then, which is increasingly doubtful. I'm always skeptical of how long this whole clown show charade can even continue. And that brings me to my next point. The Mad Max scenario is back on, folks. It's back on. Remember how yesterday I was talking about if the Strait of Hormuz is open, and if Iran allows, let's say, 100 ships a day to pass through the strait, it's going to take 30 full days of wide open strait for 3,000 ships to pass through there. And, you know, whether that number is accurate, are there really 3,000 ships in there? I don't know. Maybe there's 2,000. Maybe there's 2,500. Whatever. You're going to have that thing open close to 30 days, and we didn't even get 30 hours. So forget the, you know, all the good news and, oh, it's wide open. We opened the strait. We're, you know, we won. Didn't win jack. Strait's closed. The war is back on, which means that the Mad Max outcome scenario is also back on. For all the countries in the world that are on the edge of losing their energy, losing their fuel, losing their industry, losing their food and farming and fertilizer, that whole scenario, back on. Reactivated, reanimated, like the undead rising from the grave. I'm back, you know. That's because Trump is an absolute raging lunatic. And so the world is going to suffer like never before. And I don't see a scenario at this point where this ends. Unless Israel is stopped. See, Israel is the spoiler in all of this, as you may have guessed. Israel started the bombing immediately, so we don't honor any ceasefire. Meanwhile, Pakistan, which had served as the hub of the so-called negotiations, Pakistan said, yeah, the agreement is that Israel should stop bombing Lebanon. And Israel said, well, we don't agree to that. And then later on, the White House said, well, we didn't agree to that either. It's not even in the agreement. But it is. It actually is in the agreement. It's in the text that Pakistan put out publicly all over Twitter, you know. So there is no agreement. There is no off-ramp for the United States. There is no solution for the world's energy supplies and helium supplies and everything else that we've talked about. And unless Israel is stopped, our world burns. This is the realization that so many people have finally come to, is that our world can never know peace as long as Israel exists. Israel has zero interest in peace or abundance or coexistence with any other country. Israel simply wants to slaughter, murder, pillage, steal everything and command everything. And it's willing to just commit genocide and war crimes day after day after day. And notice that the Democrats, most of them will not denounce Israel because they're bought and paid for by Israel also. So, by the way, don't think that replacing the GOP with the Democrats is going to solve this problem. No, it isn't. It's just going to be a different set of political whores who are still controlled by Israel. So think about that when election time comes up. The Democrats aren't denouncing Israel's genocide, nor is anybody in the corporate media, nor is anybody in the Senate. Nobody. I mean, except a couple of members of the House, like Thomas Massie, etc., and former members like Marjorie Taylor Greene. So Israel is the problem for our world. Our world cannot get back on its feet in terms of supply chains, energy, fertilizer, food, etc., as long as Israel exists. And the only way that Israel will ever stop is if you make them stop. That is, Israel will never, in my view, voluntarily stop bombing its neighbors. Israel will never voluntarily stop committing genocide, because it's in the nature of the Zionists that run Israel to murder and slaughter and kill and steal, because, of course, they are Satanists. They are seething with evil and hatred towards fellow human beings. So literally the only way that our world can ever get back on its feet and prevent the mass famine, the starvation deaths of potentially billions of people, the only way to stop that is to dismantle Israel, to take down Israel. And the only way to do that, clearly, is by force. Because, again, Israel will not honor any agreement. They've proven it over and over and over again. So what Trump should actually do is redirect the entire U.S. military to assault Israel, bomb Tel Aviv, go in with all the U.S. Marines and troops, go in, arrest all the leaders of Israel, take all the nuclear weapons out of Israel. If you want to do a nuclear rescue mission, there it is. Take the nukes away from Israel. Prosecute all the war criminals there, which is, you know, almost everybody in government and the military there. Prosecute all the IDF people and dismantle Israel so that it can never rise again to the evil, satanic, genocidal regime that it is today. You have to dismantle and end all recognition for Israel as a legitimate nation. You have to basically reverse the UN Charter for the very existence of Israel, because the people of Israel, the leaders of it, have proven that they cannot coexist with anybody else in our world. And that's the only solution there is. Anything short of that, if you don't do that, in other words, the world burns and people starve and you have economic collapse. And so, effectively, Trump must now make a choice. He has to make a choice between either serving Israel or serving the rest of humanity, including the United States. If you choose Israel, which of course he will, because they have blackmail on him, then the world burns. And the war goes on, and the strait stays closed for who knows how long, how many months or longer. And everybody suffers, and lots of people die. On the other hand, if Trump would choose humanity and America, then he would immediately cut off all funding to Israel, all military aid, all weapons, all intelligence, all communications, all diplomatic recognition. He would actually go in and bomb Israel and assault Israel and arrest all of its leaders and shut that demonic country down. Only then would Trump actually be doing something presidential and something in America's interest. Because Israel is not America's greatest ally, as we're always told. Israel is America's greatest enemy. Israel is, in fact, the enemy of all of humanity. Israel is the country that is dragging our world into destruction, potentially with nuclear weapons. And if anybody uses them, it'll be Israel first, almost certainly. So if Trump severs all ties with Israel, even invades and bombs Israel and dismantles the entire country, then Trump could redeem himself as MAGA, putting America first, and actually, maybe then he would get the Nobel Peace Prize. Maybe he would earn it at that point. If, you know, if you arrest Netanyahu and completely dismantle the Zionist regime, you deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. Because that's the ultimate act of peace for our world right now. That's the act of peace that the world needs more than anything else. And if you can't do that, then you need to be removed. And by the way, this is just a personal note, but I will never vote for a candidate that takes money from Israel again. I mean, I'm sure I have in the past because I didn't know that they took money from Israel, because so many of them do. But from now on, I will check carefully. That's going to become my number one vote. My number one issue is whether they take money from Israel. Period. If they take money from Israel, they do not have my support at all. And that's the way we all need to act, because Israel has infested America's political ecosystem like a parasite, like a zombie parasite that's causing America to destroy itself. And that's part of the plan from Netanyahu as well, is to destroy the Gulf nations, to get Iran to bomb those nation states into oblivion, to get America to bomb Iran, and then to get America to self-destruct, because it suffers financial collapse from spending so much money on wars. And then when all that is said and done, then Israel will try to assert its projection of power for greater Israel using the nuclear weapons it still has, and it will threaten all of its neighbors, and it will bomb and kill and murder and rape and pillage, because that's what Zionists do. Until some future date when they're stopped by somebody else, maybe by Russia, maybe by China, who knows? But America doesn't have long left at this pace because of the debt, the horrible debt situation that we have been thrust into. And there are evil people out there that are counting on that. In the meantime, as all of this is happening, some of the leaders of the so-called Christian churches are, of course, preaching the end of days, but you got to give them all your money first. Here we have John Hagee. I forgot what group he's part of, but it's some big, like, Americans for Israel group or something. He's a Christian Zionist pastor, and he says that everybody has to immediately prepare for the return of Jesus Christ, who's going to rule for 1,000 years from Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Because Israel, even modern-day Israel that commits genocide, is, according to Hagee, it's the perfect reflection of Jesus Christ, even though it was the Israeli priests that demanded the execution of Jesus to be carried out by the Romans, but at the demand of the Israeli priests. We've been over this before. So Hagee says that God has commanded all Christians and all churches to bless Jewish people under any circumstances, even if they are carrying out genocide and child trafficking and rape, whatever. Hagee says that that's Jesus working, and you have to support that. So according to Hagee, in essence, although I'm paraphrasing, Hagee basically says that Jesus supports rapists and Jesus supports genocide. Jesus supports murder. I mean, that's what the Christian churches have become today. Under these lunatic Zionist pastors like Hagee and a lot of others. Gregory Locke is another lunatic as well. There's a bunch of them. And, you know, in my view, they're all spiritual con artists. It's very clear. There's a famous meme that circulates on this. It says, "No Bible verse compels me to support a nation formed in 1948 by UN partition, United Nations, and international bankers." Because that's not in the Bible. By the way, modern-day Israel they just stole the name Israel from the Old Testament to trick simple-minded Christian Zionist morons into thinking that modern day Israel is the same Israel of the Bible. They just took the name. It's impersonation. It would be like, you know, if you founded the Church of Brad Pitt or something, and then you pretended that you were Brad Pitt, and all the followers thought you were Brad Pitt, you know. Not that he would lead a church or anything. I'm just using that as an example, but you get the idea. So they said, "We're Israel." No, they're not. They impersonated Israel. It's identity theft at the spiritual level. And then in the name of that identity theft, then they carry out acts of extreme genocide and sinister evil and satanic destruction, etc., etc. Now, getting back to the Trump tweet that we started with here, Colonel Daniel Davis, who's been doing a lot of excellent work on this, he reacted to that. I want to read part of his statement. He said, "President Trump's Truth Social post makes it appear that he only agreed to a ceasefire with Iran to reload our ammo in the planes and ships. That only reinforces the reputation he has already earned of deceiving negotiating partners into believing he's engaging in good faith diplomacy while in reality preparing for the next attack. Iran no doubt expected more deception from us and has prepared accordingly, but the president will not materially gain from this extra time or ammo reload because our problem isn't adequate quantities of offense and defense missiles. The problem is we embarked on a war without justification, without legal authorization, and that is militarily unattainable. All the ammunition in the world won't win this for us because you can't bomb a country 4 times bigger than Iraq and into submission solely by air power. And even if you could muster a field army of 500,000 men, which we can't, that still wouldn't achieve a victory. The best thing President Trump could do, now that he started a war of choice he shouldn't have chosen, is to end it quickly. At this point, I would cheer on a taco outcome, because as bad as it would genuinely be, that is less bad than foolishly ignoring reality and still trying to double down and send in more combat power. That will only increase the cost of our eventual defeat, which is now baked in. And Daniel Davis is correct. This is going to end in a humiliating United States military defeat. In fact, the U.S. military has already been defeated. The question is, how much more does Trump want to humiliate the United States military and the reputation of the U.S. as a geopolitical entity? How much more? It's kind of like a street fight between two guys, and one of them just getting beat up so badly, and you know, teeth are broken and nose is broken, blood's coming out of their eyes, and they're like, I'm going to kick your ass, you know, and, oh, you want some more beating? Okay. You know, start breaking fingers and elbows and, you know, skull or cheekbones and skull bones and things like that. They're like, I'm winning. I'm kicking your ass. That's Trump. That's Trump, and that's the U.S. military. You're not winning anything. The only question is, how much of a bloody pulp do you want to end up being, metaphorically speaking, you know, militarily speaking, by the time this whole conflict ends? How much more embarrassment do you want for the United States military? And apparently Trump wants all of it. He wants total defeat. Historic. Like, I don't know, what do you even compare this to? Like Custer's last stand defeat level or something, you know? Alamo level defeat, except that's not a great metaphor because we're not the defenders, but you get the idea. Trump wants a massive military defeat for America to completely destroy any remaining credibility of the United States of America. Or at least that's the direction he's moving in, which probably at the behest of Netanyahu, who wants that exact outcome as well. Anyway, bottom line here, folks, is that the world's supply chain is still wrecked. The Mad Max scenario is still unfolding, and unless there's some off-ramp to this conflict, which there clearly doesn't seem to be, you know, tried that already, then I don't see how 8 billion people can continue to survive on this planet without the materials coming out of the Persian Gulf. I'm talking about, the energy, the natural gas, the fertilizer, all of it. Clearly, we can't support 8 billion people without those molecules coming out of the Persian Gulf. And if you thought that Israel's genocide against the citizens of Palestine and Gaza was bad, which it was, that was hundreds of thousands of people killed. Those are rookie numbers compared to how many Israel will indirectly kill with U.S. help by waging this war on Iran that could result in the deaths of billions of human beings. We're talking about a whole new level of Holocaust here, something that would dwarf even, you know, the Jews' claims of 6 million deaths in World War II. Those would be tiny numbers compared to what is likely coming if we don't resolve this issue. And the shocking thing to me is that almost nobody seems to understand this. Because, you know, there's still food on the shelves today. There's still gas at the gas station today. Especially America, they think, oh, it's a war over there that does not affect us. But it will. It will affect us. It's just, there's a delay. There's just a delay. So, yeah, it's coming. Unfortunately. All right, let me mention a couple things. On the good news side, we have our own new vitamin D3 plus K2 supplement now at healthrangerstore.com. And you would not believe how incredibly difficult it is to source vitamin D3 in a responsible, ethical manner that does not have weird hidden ingredients in it, which nobody lists on the label. We need to do a whole story one day on the vitamin D supply chain scam. Because it's a quagmire, let me tell you. I had no idea how dirty and deceptive it was until we tried to start sourcing our own bulk vitamin D with K2, etc. Which, again, now available at healthrangerstore.com, laboratory tested, also on top of that, of course. But this one ingredient, vitamin D3, you would think it would be something simple. It is not. It is not. And the FDA doesn't require these processing, what do they call them? Processing aids, processing components to be listed on the label. And so what we found is that the D3 industry is just saturated with these unlisted so-called processing components that are there. You're just not allowed to know that they're there. And so sourcing clean vitamin D without that stuff, that took us, I think, over a year. It's just extraordinary. So anyway, maybe one day I'll tell you the whole story because it's crazy. You think you're in the supplements business, you think everything's going to be clean? Oh, no, no, no. You think you're in the clean foods industry, like everything's going to be clean? Uh-uh. Nope. In fact, I guess every industry is filthy dirty. And unless you really go all out to try to source clean things, you're just going to end up reselling dirty garbage, which is what you find almost everywhere. But not with us. We do the testing. We have clean foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. So check that out. Again, healthrangerstore.com. I also want to mention there's a 10% off Easter sale that is continuing through this Saturday, I believe. Yeah, or maybe, no, end of day Friday at the Limitless Biotech Peptide Company that I recommend. And I use their intranasal peptides with great success. They're BPC-157. They've also got oral supplementation of MK-777. You can do a lot of research about that. These are not dietary supplements. They're not FDA approved. They're not prescription drugs. They are experimental peptides. Many of them have a natural basis in the human body, such as BPC-157. And if you go to rangerdeals.com, you'll see the link right there for Limitless. Just click on that. You can get the 10% off, and also, if you enter discount code RANGER, you get another 10% off. Or it might even be 15%. No, maybe it's only 10. But try it, and you get both of those discounts together. But they're not discounting everything. They're only discounting, I think, the oral formulas and the intranasal formulas, maybe, but definitely the oral. And check out what they have available there. Note that I have now been able to work out for 13 months. Yeah, it's been 13 months. It was a year ago March that I started being able to work out again because of BPC-157, because of this company. And I have meticulously worked out now, several times a week, outdoors, in my forest, jogging, doing kettlebells and strength training, etc., for 13 months with extraordinary strength gains and incredible benefits, all kinds of benefits of endurance and things like that. So whereas before that I was suffering from a lot of back pain due to previous injuries, martial arts injuries mostly. Too much jujitsu and Krav Maga and stuff like that. Little too much. But this BPC-157 actually restores blood supply to scar tissue and joints, and it allows your body to heal itself. It just gives you the signal to heal. So there's a supplement that I recommend there that you can check out. It is, it's BPC-157, but there's other formulas that combine it with a number of things as well. I think there's one called the Intestinal Research Formula that's worth checking out, but there's also an intranasal form as well. So again, you can find all that at rangerdeals.com and just click on Limitless there. And use discount code RANGER, and you'll also get the Easter savings through Friday. So take advantage of that. All right, well, get ready for a crazy ride. Thank you for listening. Catch more of my podcasts at brightvideos.com and my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care. We now have vitamin D3 plus K2 plus Aquaman, which is a seaweed calcium, available at healthrangerstore.com. Here, I've got it up on my site here. This is the Groovy Bee brand that we have, which is our in-house brand, healthrangerstore.com. Again, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman. That's the brand of the seaweed calcium.
in a capsule format. Of course, it's laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. And it's certified ingredients, of course. And, you know, everything that we build for you in terms of a product is meticulously sourced. And one of the most difficult products to source is actually vitamin D3. It's extremely difficult because it turns out in the supply chain, almost all vitamin D has a bunch of sort of unnamed ingredients in it. And that's what our sourcing people found after a couple of years of trying to source a clean version of vitamin D3 that we finally found and nailed and put it in the formula and did all the lab testing and certification. So now it's available. So this synergistic combination, if you think about natural bone support, for example, or you think about the fact that so many people may not have sufficient levels of vitamin D for just optimal health and immune support and, you know, many other reasons to have vitamin D levels, this product can help you supplement that. And so it's available now, healthrangerstore.com, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman, 60 capsules available, shipping right now while supplies last. And in this environment where global supply chains are getting wrecked, you know, if this is something you want, get it now while we have supplies, because it's becoming more difficult and more expensive to source literally everything at this point. So anyway, thank you for your support. You can also find many other products, of course, hundreds of different products at healthrangerstore.com, including storable food. And right here we have our organic powdered chicken bone broth in a number 10 can, our turmeric root powder, and so much more. We've got so many amazing products for you to choose from, including tinctures, superfoods, storable foods, as well as freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in sealed number 10 cans. That's great for long-term storage. Plus, we have iodine, and that's a product that's moving very quickly because of concerns about, you know, global nuclear war, unfortunately. But you can find all of this. It's all laboratory tested. It's all certified. It's all meticulously sourced at healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, there we go. That's what the vitamin D3 looks like there. Thank you for supporting us, because we need your support in order to fund our platform. And so we can keep bringing you amazing interviews and content and free AI tools for knowledge and so much more. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerstore.com.